This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
At the very risky term of the blank train, right? The wide receiver train. You know, Jeremy's had the wide receiver train. I think he's maybe copyrighted that. I'm not really sure. And how all that's kind of gone down over the last, you know, few weeks and whatever. So with apologies to that, should I just start like the trade? I'm all aboard the trade train. Josh, is that what I could call it? I don't know if I want to do that because of the wide receiver train and kind of where that's gone. You know what I mean? The discussion. So to maybe get train out of it, what I did was I put a hashtag, said team trade it for number nine.
I think that's trade got a nice ring to it. It's funny, like we've coined the big man barge as well. Like that was something I came up with instead of like to get away from train, but keep it in the vehicles. So I feel like maybe we could do something else with a vehicle with a trade, you know, like the trade truck or something like that.
The trade truck. Yeah, let's drive the trade truck, all right? We can do something like that. I put a hashtag up just a little while ago, said, I'm all aboard, hashtag team trade it with a number nine. I think the Sabres should try to trade pick number nine. Now, as many of you have already chimed in, and I really appreciate that, at Sal Sports, reading that. Thank you to, there's a couple names I can't say on the air with some of your handles, but someone said no one will trade for it. Lackluster draft. We have one here from Buffalo Sports 23. I don't think it's that easy to trade it. You need a team wanting or willing to want the pick, and the value isn't as good as people think it is. It won't get you anything amazing. I agree that it's probably not, this is not the greatest draft. Thank you, by the way. That's getting connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. I agree. It's not like this amazing draft that is going to get you something amazing in return. I don't think you need something amazing in return for the number nine pick. What I think you need are NHL-ready players to contribute to this team getting to the playoffs. I'm not saying give it away for nothing for a couple of, you know, fourth liners. That's not what I'm saying. There generally are teams out there that are going through a transition in some capacity that have players that say, you know what, this guy's got 1 year left on his deal. And like, yeah, I would even risk that. That's fine. Year and a half, whatever. Maybe guy's going to last year of his contract. Give him a chance. Come to Buffalo and you have until, you know, the trade deadline to see if it works out. But at this point, I'm willing to do that, to be quite honest. Because as much as you all might say, this is not, I'll use that logic against you here, which is if you tell me that this is not a great draft, which I don't disagree with from everything I've read, then what are you getting at 9? You're getting kind of a crapshoot anyway. So why not go out and get a player that might be on an expiring contract, or even just a younger player who has term left, who a team is saying, you know, we're going through a bit of a transition. We'll rather take that number 9 pick. Because I think you can generally find something like that. It doesn't have to be an amazing deal. I am on team trade it. I would like to see the Sabres trade their pick. I am tired of being a year away. I'm tired of having the youngest team in the league with a really good farm system. I'm tired of talking all the time. And we do it. I mean, I do it. I do it as much as anybody. I host a radio show here, right? I mean, our job is to tell you what is going on. And I'll tell you when I see, oh, the Sabres have a good farm system. Oh, the Sabres have good young talent. Oh, they have this guy that's going to come up. Oh, we're excited about watching this guy play, because that's what we do. We have to do it. We have to live in the here and now and also kind of talk about it surrounding how it's going to look. But I'd rather be talking about how, oh, you know what? That was really great when they had this nice farm system, but now they're actually good at the NHL level. Like, isn't that the point? And that's what I want. I remember having Howard Eskin on years ago. He is the sideline reporter for the Philadelphia Eagles, a longtime radio personality host for many years, New York, Philadelphia. And I remember having him on one time, and he said, we were just talking Philly sports. And I said, what about, you know, the Flyers? And he goes, the Flyers are always 2 years away from being 2 years away. And that made me laugh, and I thought about it. And I said, yeah, I think we kind of say the same thing about the Sabres here. They're always a year away from being a year away, right? They were supposed to be the year this year, but a year away from really kind of, you know, being a team that you can say, okay, now we're here, we're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to be, you know, building it up, but they got there. We're still not there yet. A year away from a year away. I don't want to be a year away anymore. So, yeah, I don't know what you can get. I really don't. Who knows? We still don't know what's going to happen with the front office, the GM. I know that there was a tweet today from our buddies, Andrew Peters and Craig Revay, who host a podcast, who said that they have heard that Kevin Adams is being retained as general manager. I wouldn't doubt it. I don't know if that's the case for sure, but, you know, that's what they said. And, you know, I know that they've, you know, they talked to some people, and I'm sure that's what they've been told. But either way, we have not heard anything on that front, right? And like Paul Hamilton said yesterday, if they're going to retain Kevin Adams, they're not going to come out and say it. Like, there's no announcement about that. Hey, we're retaining. You could do that. I mean, you know, it's not beyond an organization. I can't remember specifically, but I know organizations have done that where they've kind of put out a statement and saying, you know what? We really believe we're in a good spot. We're disappointed in the results, but we're going to maintain the course and keep this person on. Like, you could do that. It probably would not go over very well with the fan base, but you don't have to say anything. And typically the way the Bills and Sabres operate, if there's no change, there's no announcement that there's no change. Why would you? That's kind of typically the way both organizations have operated. And most do. So the longer it goes, we don't hear anything about Kevin Adams' status, then I think that points more and more to him still being the general manager. Now, we did have a report this morning from Lance Lysowski, who covers the Sabres for the Buffalo News. He wrote, the Sabres will have a new head strength and conditioning coach. Ed Gannon was let go at the end of the season. So there are some moves being made, right? We know there are some moves being made. What that entails, who that is with, overall, what does it mean for Kevin Adams' future, his status? What does it mean for the Sabres' assistant coaches? I'm not sure, if anything. But if you start making those types of, well, announcements or sourced reporting coming out, then I think that it naturally leads to, okay, these things have started, these things have begun. And the longer you go and don't hear about a certain change, I think the more you can assume that change isn't happening. But we'll see. Remember when Botterill was let go? I think that was a little bit later in the process, right? After the draft, I think it was. I think Paul and I went through it, the timeline. But you don't have to do it right now. It could happen at any point, but that's what it feels like, at least. 803-0550 is the number to call. Are you on Team Trade It? I'd like to get your pulse on this today. What do you think the Sabres should try to do with the number 9 pick between now and the draft, which is at the end of June? And we really only have about 6 weeks here to digest this. What do you think the Sabres should do with the number 9 overall pick? Give me a call at 803-0550. I mean, they do have a really nice farm system right now, right? They're kind of stacked right there with some of the talent they have. The team overall is doing well. They are the first team through the first round into the second round. So I think as a team, as individuals, Devin Levi, Isak Rosin, all these guys that we've seen, Hellenius, they have guys in the system who can contribute. I don't think you need another one. Now, if the top, absolute, you knew the top defenseman coming out could be available at number 9, maybe that's a different discussion because I think you have to figure that out, that part of it out. But I think right now as I sit here, I'm looking and going, why do the Sabres need another young player to add to what they have? This is not a rebuilding team. They've been rebuilding for 10 years, right? This is not the situation. That might fit for some teams. It doesn't fit for this team. Look at all the RFAs they have to make decisions on as they go forward. I mean, that in itself is kind of like a little bit of a, you know, maintaining your young players. Why do you want more? Make your argument if you do. I don't get it. And again, we're not talking about beat the top of the draft. And I mean, if this was a, you know, McDavid Eichel draft, I would not say this, what I'm about to say. But even if they had a top 5 pick in this draft, top 2 or 3, I'd probably say they should trade it. Because again, let's go back to what a lot of you even say. This is not a very good draft. Let's see. What do I got here? Couple defensemen. I'm looking at some of the top prospects here. Lots of centers here early on, it looks like. You got a left-handed D, a right-handed D. Well, you got a couple defensemen early on. It doesn't look like that really goes. Matthew Schaefer apparently is the top-rated maybe player overall, but defenseman. Islanders have the top overall pick. So, today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Sal Capaccio with you. We are going to have Andrew Gross of Newsday. He covers the New York Islanders. He's also been a reporter for the Rangers and the Devils. We'll get his thoughts on everything dealing with the NHL playoffs, but especially the number one overall pick, the Islanders, where they are in their particular build, and the Rangers. I'm interested in his thoughts there because that was a very disappointing season for the Rangers. The Devils as well, where they are after losing in the first round of the Carolina Hurricanes. We'll get his thoughts on that. Last night, another New York team. Well, first of all, the New York team I root for. I only root for one New York base, like New York City based team. That's the Yankees. I don't really root for or care for the other ones. Jets, Giants, Knicks. I'm not a Knicks guy. But I kind of despise the Celtics so much that I'm rooting for the Knicks, I think, in this series. I'd like to see the Cavs come out of the East. Or the Pacers. Whoever wins the Pacers-Cavs series, I want them to win the East because I don't want the Celtics or Knicks. But, you know, Boston sports fans are so smug. I loved last night that they blew that lead and the Knicks came back and won. That was cool. Good. NBA playoffs are amazing. NHL playoffs are amazing. And how about the Leafs last night? Boy, we can get into that too because I'll ask Andrew when he comes by if he watched that play last night with Sam Bennett. Apparently, there's no discipline from the league coming for Sam Bennett at the elbow to the goaltender. And he's out of the hospital now, apparently. He went to the hospital last night, and they're not going to be kind of pursuing that. It looks like, from what I read from Pierre LeBrun, like the Leafs kind of just want to, hey, we just want to move on. We want to continue in this series, not dwell on this. And that's a good attitude to have, even though he might be really upset about it, right? So we can talk about all that today. Speaking of Boston, speaking of the Celtics, and the Bruins, by the way, who have the number 7 overall pick, and the Patriots, who have had an interesting offseason. Going to get with Evan Lazar. We love Evan. Does a really good job covering the Patriots, but he's all into all Boston sports. We'll get with Evan Lazar coming up at 11 a.m. Andrew Gross of Newsday in New York at 10:30 a.m. And your phone calls here all throughout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Let's get to John in Marilla, who starts us off. What's up, John?
How you doing, Sal?
Good, buddy.
Number 9 pick in the draft. anybody 6'2" and bigger, winger, not looking to play on our top six. And I'm not talking about a fighter. I'm just talking about a power winger who can give our smaller guys the ability to skate without worrying about getting their heads taken off every time they're out on the ice. I mean, if you you watch the Winnipeg...
You want them to... Let me ask you this. Are you saying you want them to draft one of these guys or trade for one of these guys?
Well, either one. Get rid of the ninth pick. If you can find one of those guys, great. But we've drafted, with our first-round pick, we've drafted these small... With the exception of Dylan Cousins, but he was, you know, a center, so-called. But we draft all these small scorers, okay? Where, how many small scorers have come up through Rochester in the last 10 years to play on our team? If you look at our lineup, we have like four or five guys that have come up from Rochester. Everyone else has been traded, and we haven't developed anybody. Sam Benson has been up here for, what, 3 years? And, yes, I know he couldn't go back to juniors, but he should have been in juniors. He's been playing in the spot where Krebs should have been playing, because we stuck Krebs on the fourth line with a couple of guys who can't even skate, and we expect him to develop in the NHL playing on the fourth line. I mean, the front office moves that need to be made in the ability to rank talent amongst our own guys, because we haven't drafted anybody that is good and big that played for us in how long? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, no, I get it, John. I think the point you're making is you got to find guys. This is a good point I say about basketball. I think basketball is a great example for this, what John is saying. And if you allow me, John, to kind of rephrase what you're saying, I think, and what you're trying to say, which is, you know, you got guys playing roles they shouldn't be playing because you don't have the proper guys playing in other roles, right? And I always use basketball for an example. Like, if you don't really have a point guard, you're going to put your shooting guard at point guard. Well, now it impacts the best shooting guard you can have. So now you're actually deficient at two different spots, right? If you get a true point guard and you can move the guy you have playing point guard to his natural spot of shooting guard, now you're actually better. So one move can really enhance two spots on the floor. The same thing can be said in hockey, I think, in a lot of ways. And what John's trying to say, which I agree with. You put Krebs here or Zach Benson there. Maybe they're not necessarily suited, but you don't have a guy. So if you have the right person, now they go into their natural spot. I get it. If you want to draft that player you're talking about, I mean, this draft has some of those players, even where the Sabres, might be picking. Roger McQueen is a forward, 6'5", 192. All right. I mean, that's a guy maybe he's not 200, but how about right winger Porter Martone? I'm looking at 6'3", 207. But these are guys that are going to draft it higher. I have no idea about these guys. I haven't watched them or studied them. Not like football. Right. I'm just reading their vitals off from some of these mock drafts that I'm looking at. Thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to Mark in West Seneca. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Sal. How are you?
Good, buddy. Thank you.
Hockey's my life. I've loved hockey my whole life. Like so many people in Buffalo, this 14 years is so frustrating and so downtrodden. Yeah. I don't even like to watch the playoffs anymore because of what's been going on with the Sabres for so long.
Is it jealousy, Mark? Is that why you think it's because it's because for me that's what it is a lot of times.
It's not jealousy, Sal. For me, it's a reminder of the team that I love the most. It's so far away. It's depressing. It's absolutely. You watch these games and you go, "Oh my God!" When you look at a Sabre game, it's like watching paint dry, as compared to what goes on, especially in the playoffs. But that all being said, the number 9 pick, the subject today, you're not going to get anything for that pick standalone. You're going to have to make a package deal, and I'm all for doing that. By the way, you know, do whatever you got to do to move that pick. Bring in an established NHL player, whether he's young, whether he's 28, 29, even 30 years old, bring in a guy. But my problem with the Sabres for 14 years has been, I consider the Sabres as an organization, a bunch of talent gatherers. And what I mean by that is, they look for the guys that got the most talent in their eyes, bring them in, and let's see where we're going to put them in the lineup. Perfect example of that is Peyton Krebs. They brought Peyton in that trade for Eichel. And here we are, how many years later? And you can argue they still don't have an idea where they really wanted to put him in the lineup. They started him at winger, then he was in a top six center role for a little bit, in and out of that spot, and now all of a sudden he's worked his way down to a fourth line where If you look at Peyton Krebs, you would never say on his talent level, that's where that guy belongs in an NHL team, ever. I mean, he needs to have a chance at least to be in the top nine at a center position. But how many years after getting Dahlin, are we still looking for the guy to put next to Dahlin to maximize his talent? So they go out and make the Byram trade and give him the benefit of the doubt and say, okay, they envisioned putting Byram next to him. But now we're fighting whether or not we're going to actually pay the kid and keep him there. Really? Are we really? Where was the subtle move last year where we brought in a veteran defenseman, a guy who's been in the league for 5, 6, 7, even 8 years, a steady defending defenseman that is a veteran that's got a lot of knowledge and knows what's going on to put next to Owen Power and give that kid somebody to rely on to when he comes off the ice to sit down next to who's going to get in his ear and say, hey, Owen, you don't do that or do this or whatever. Where is that guy? Okay, we still can't find number 5 and 6 defensemen that just play a role, that just get out there, be physical, defenders, penalty killers. We're still looking for those guys. Well, you can go on and on and on with the moves they made. Okay, they moved on from Spencer at the top. Am I missing his name?
Who?
Skinner, I'm sorry.
They moved Skinner, on from Skinner, yeah, Skinner.
Don't tell me that their idea, when they let Skinner go, whatever his deficiencies were, his contract was a detriment. That's fine. What was your move? To bring in Zucker? He's typically a bottom, you know, a bottom six forward in the NHL, and you're going to put him on the top line? I mean,
okay, Mark, a lot there. I know. I know you've kind of gone through the roster. It's all good. What do you want to do with the pick? You want to trade it or you want to keep it?
Oh, what's the reason for keeping it?
Right, trade it for it with a package, right? No, and I agree with you on that. You're probably going to have to get a package. I agree with you. Thank you for that, Mark. Sorry, I got other calls I got to get to. Mark wants to go down the roster, and that's all right. He's passionate about it. I get it. That's the second time today we've had a caller talk about Peyton Krebs and him getting more of a chance. I don't know. Peyton Krebs, I think he's fine in the role he's been in. I don't know. I don't need to have him have a more huge role. There's times where he has spurts of like 10 games. You're like, man, he's really playing well. I don't think he's a bad player. I don't need Peyton Krebs to be, you know, getting a lot more minutes, to be quite honest with you. But either way, that's fine. I mean, I think it just goes to show you the first few calls in we've had today are a lot of kind of, you know, that pointing this way, pointing that way. What do you do? Pointing up, pointing down, and where do you go, right? And that's kind of what's been created here over the last several years. Let's go to Jay on a cell. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Sal, real quick. First of all, you can't let the Sabres draft with that pick. They every single good player we have on this team has been traded for. Thompson, Tuck, outside of Dahlin, which was the number one overall pick, we really didn't draft anybody. Devin, acquired in a trade from Florida. The problem is we're not hitting on the draft choices, and I'll use this example, and maybe I'm off base. Brandon Bean and the Bills can draft people, evaluate them, and move on from them immediately because he's making hits in the lower rounds. The Sabres aren't drafting anyone to fill in the voids, and they're so scared of evaluating talent and then moving off of them quickly. Peyton Krebs shouldn't even be on this roster. There are other players. J.J. Paterka is a third-line player on a good team, not a second-line player. Quinn is injured. Oh, yeah, the jury's still out. No, you can't have the jury still out. You've got to be able to evaluate the talent and move on from these guys and not keep year after year after year waiting for something to happen. Nothing's going to happen unless you make it happen. And I just think they have to do something drastic or it's the whole front office is inept.
Yeah. Thanks, Jay. I'm looking through their draft. I mean, I don't think Benson's a bad player. He might be miscast right now, and you have to still wait on that. I think Kulik could be someone who could wind up being pretty good, right? He looks pretty good so far, Jiří Kulik. I think a lot of this is Owen Power and what a lot of you feel about him and where he is or isn't right now in his development. Then you have Jack Quinn, who looked like he was on a great trajectory, and then, you know, he had the injury, and then obviously it hasn't been the same. J.J. Paterka's been a nice draft pick. That's a second-round pick. I get your overall thought, though, and why you're saying what you're saying, believe me. And that's why I'm on Team Trade It. Let's go to Mark on a cell. Hi, Mark.
Hey, I don't know where that guy's coming from. I know he's frustrated, but he's wrong on J.J. Paterka. and even quit. But anyway, the problem is we don't know where they need to go. Okay? They tried, apparently had two trades made, right? It was reported Jack Eichel was traded for Matthew Tkachuk. Matthew Tkachuk said, no, I won't go to Buffalo. That trade's gone. We had the trade. Everyone fixed on Skinner. They were going to use the money. They had the money. They were going to trade for Martin Nikas. It was a done deal draft day. Martin Nikas said, guess what? I will not come and play for Buffalo. So their hands have been tied. How do they change that? That's the problem. And you're still living on Alex Tuch's a very good player. You traded. You can name three players they got rid of, or at least two, and didn't get proper return. You can't trade Jack Eichel for Peyton Krebs. That's who that guy mentioned. Peyton Krebs is a good player. He's wrong on that. He doesn't belong in the NHL. But you can't trade Jack Eichel and not get four back, a player of Jack Eichel's caliber. They don't come along. Same as Sam Reinhart. You wouldn't give him a contract. He looked at you and told you, I'm out the door. That's what their problem is. Now their trouble is with goalie. So what you do is you trade that number 9 pick, you throw an Pekka Luukkonen in, even though he may develop, and you ride Devin Levi. The way he's playing down there, I know when he's come up here, he hasn't done it. That's the only chance you have. It's the only chance you have. You have to get a Ryan Miller-type player for a goaltender for you. Sal, I know I've been ranting, but I love the Sabres. Things just haven't worked out. And today online...
No, it's great, Mark. It's great. No, thank you. Thank you. I think you represent a lot of fans, man. You're passionate about the Sabres. We all are, right? It's just been... It sucks that it's been 14 years that we can kind of share that passion in such a positive way, right? And now... Even me, I moved back to Buffalo in 2011. It's my fault, folks. I came back to Buffalo in 2011. It was like right after their last playoff appearance. I've never been able to sit here and talk on the radio on WGR in my 14 years back here almost now about the Sabres in the playoffs. And that stinks. But I think what the last 15 minutes has showed me, and I'm sitting here, man, you guys, you're calling up and you're so... passionate and upset about where this organization is because you love your hockey so much. And I'm with you, man. We are a great hockey city. We are. We're a great, great hockey city. We just haven't had great hockey in this city. And we need it badly. And you're yearning for it so badly. And I get it. I am too. Good stuff to start the show today. We're going to go to Andrew Gross of Newsday. He covers the Islanders. Used to cover the Rangers, the Devils. We'll talk with him all about the Islanders getting the number one pick, the NHL draft lottery last night, and the playoffs after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
The winner of the 2025 NHL draft lottery and the first overall selection in the 2025 Upper Deck NHL draft belongs to the New York Islanders.
Well, the balls bounced the Islanders' way last night during the NHL draft lottery. Going to talk about that in a moment. Want to remind you first, though, you can join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you're going to receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. And if you're not a rider, you can still support the cause. Just donate to our team and help us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. Joining me now on the West Her Hotline is Andrew Gross. Andrew covers the New York Islanders for Newsday. He also, he's covered the Rangers, the Devils, hockey guy all around. Andrew, it's Sal Capaccio here in Buffalo.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thanks for doing this again. I know we've had you on before. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Sal, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for having me. And yeah, it's an unexpectedly great day for the Islanders this morning.
Yeah, no doubt. So let's talk about that. The Islanders in their position, obviously you're hoping to get that ball fall your way. It finally does. Now they have a world of possibilities. Initial thoughts on what they'd be looking at in a draft that doesn't seem to have a clear-cut number one. This is not a McDavid-Eichel type of draft, but they obviously have their pick of anybody they want now.
Yeah, or a John Tavares draft, right? Although,
right.
I guess you could say Victor Hedman was right there, too, and, you know, retrospect, maybe you debate it, but whatever. Look, if they're sort of two no-brainers, and they're kind of conflicting here. One is, if you look at the Islanders' prospect depth, it's mainly forwards. You got Cal Ritchie in the Brock Nelson trade. You got Cole Yzerman, who, you know, everyone is around the Islanders is hoping turns into maybe 75-80% of the scorer Mike Bossy was with that offensive instinct, right? You got those two. You got Danny Nelson. So you're sort of set in the middle and it's forward. And it's sort of a no-brainer because even though he only played 17 games for juniors this year, Matthew Schaefer is sitting right there and he's pretty much atop everyone's draft board. And if you don't overthink this, you know, not only is he considered probably, you know, the number one pick, but there's a need too. So those pieces fit together really nicely for the Islanders. Just take Matthew Schaefer and don't overthink this, right? But the other part is you got this kid from Long Island who grew up an Islander fan just sitting there, James Hagans. And, you know, maybe he's the third ranked, but, you know, for a team that, you know, the attendance is dropping off a little bit, they've missed the playoffs 2 out of 4 years. You got to engage the fan base. That is a marketing home run if you take the Long Island kid. So, you know, he doesn't exactly fit the need they have, but man, what a story that would be. I mean, obviously he would then be, you know, the highest picked Long Islander ever. I mean, and he's probably going to be that anyway. Mike Komisarek went 7th in 2001. So you got those two there, and but if you ask me, it's probably Schaefer for the Islanders.
Andrew, what happened to the Islanders the last couple of years? They have declined in their point total each of the last 2 years, and then they missed the playoffs this year.
Yeah, it's just a team aging out. I know, you know, you still got some, you know, 30-ish core members. You know, Matthew Barzal, he would kill me if I called him 30. You know, he's 27. but, you know, Barzy's no longer, you know, in the infancy of his NHL career. Bo Horvat's right around 30. Ilya Sorokin, you know, is turning 30. But then you just held on to the core. You know, Ryan Pulock and Adam Pellick are both at the 30 mark. And then Casey Cizikas, you know, was an older guy. It just was a team that, you know, stayed together too long and aged out and is just not fast enough for today's NHL. You got to get some younger legs into that lineup. Now, you know, they tried to re-sign Brock Nelson, who's 34. They tried to give him 3 years at $7.5 million, and he walked away from that, and they traded him to Colorado, which, you know, I think was a positive step for this franchise because you did get, you know, Cal Ritchie back, and everyone expects him to be a really good player. And he's got one NHL goal already in his handful of games, and that, of course, came against the Islanders. So, you know, maybe that colored the Islanders' view of him. But it's just a team that, you know, had its day, and that was probably in, you know, 2020 and 2021.
So are you saying, putting that together, where are they in their build? Is this a rebuild mode, or is this a, okay, we have a chance here in the trajectory, we need to start going forward?
Yeah, they do need to start going forward, obviously. Look, they're probably in a little more of a rebuild mode now. And what tells you that is they parted ways with Lou Lamoriello, because Lou... Right. The word rebuild was not in Lou Lamoriello's vocabulary. He believed every single season was too precious to give up on. You always played for now. I mean, you know, obviously Lou, you know, tried to get assets through the draft, but if there was a choice between, you know, getting a first-round pick 2 years down the line or getting a veteran player for right now, Lou would, you know, opt for the latter because he always wanted to go for it. He always thought you get into the playoffs and any team has a chance. And look, Lou's track record shows you that. You know, who expected the 2012 Devils to make the Stanley Cup final, right? But no. So management or ownership finally decided that they needed a new vision here, and I think that tells you they know they got to sort of rebuild around the core of players they do have.
Andrew Gross joining us here on the Western Hotline. You can follow him on Twitter at AGrossNewsDay. By the way, a fellow drummer. I am a drummer as well, by the way. I'm reading that in your profile.
that's great. I mean, do you play out?
I don't have a set like anymore in my life, but you know, it's like riding a bike, right? I mean, I've been playing since I was a very young boy, and whenever I go out, and I'm at like events, I do functions, I go to charity events. If there's a band playing, a lot of times I'll sit in and play a little bit. You know what I mean?
You're doing better than me. I mean, I'll tell you, one of my favorite moments of last season was when we went to Los Angeles. The hotel I stayed at, which was near Crypto.com Arena. One of the perks of staying there was he got free tickets to the Grammy Museum, which I'd never been to. So I went to the Grammy Museum, and on the second floor, which is, you know, if you've ever been there, that's sort of your entrance. That's the first place you go to. It's basically how to run a studio. And they had this beautiful electronic kit just sitting on a stage right in the middle of the floor at the Grammy Museum with a couple of drumsticks there, and it was like free play. You just could go and play it and listen to yourself. So my That's trip amazing. To the Grammy, yeah, my trip to the Grammy Museum was like literally playing the drums for about a half hour as like, you know, these 5 year old kids were like, "Hey, old man, I want a turn." I was like, "Go scratch, I'm playing."
I love that. I love that. Hey, let's go across town and talk about the Rangers. A disappointing season for sure. They make a change at head coach. Mike Sullivan comes in. What's the feeling on the Rangers and where they are and where everything went wrong this year and where they go from here?
Well, obviously not covering the team day to day anymore.
Yeah.
As an outsider, and this is hearing it from reporters who did cover the team. This is, you know, using my own eyes. This is reading other people's reporting. It was very clear that the way Chris Drury ran that team this year irked the whole dressing room. And you could see it when they played. They weren't playing. They took whole games off. Whether Peter Laviolette's voice, you know, was not effective anymore, I don't think that was the major problem. I think they were still so ticked off about Barkley Goodrow and Jacob Trouba, and also leaking, you know, the letter, you know, saying Chris Kreider was out there available. I think the whole room was so ticked off that they just stopped playing for Drury, and then you peel it back further, and of course Laviolette goes and Drury gets the extension, and he winds up hiring the coach he wanted 4 years ago before hiring Gerard Gallant. So this is, you know, in another situation it might have been the GM going, but Dolan can be strange sometimes in his loyalty, right? He stayed loyal to Isaiah Thomas about, you know, 100 years past when everyone else thought it was crazy. So I think Drew has a lot of rebuilding, you know, he has a lot of work to do in rebuilding the trust between the management office and the dressing room. I do think he's got to clean out some players and sort of give Mike Sullivan a cleaner slate here. But it was surprising to me just because Drew, you know, I mean, you guys saw him up in Buffalo. You saw what a, you know, competitor he was and how he always, as a captain, he always defended his teammates. And Drew, you know, when I covered him as a player, he had a really good sense of what made a good room. And it was really surprising to see the tact he sort of took as a GM that, you know, sort of blew up that room. Now, new year, new coach, few new players. I think you can patch up some of those wounds. The Rangers seem to be on a every other year schedule here. So it would not surprise me. He's still got Igor Shesterkin back there.
Yeah.
And maybe Lafreniere, you know, stops celebrating the fact that, you know, he got this windfall and actually becomes a hockey player again. And, you know, he starts contributing again. It's going to be a very interesting offseason for them because I do think they're going to have to make some major moves and kind of reshuffle the chairs here. But Sully coming in, that's nothing but positive for the Rangers.
And I know you don't cover the Devils anymore, but again, from the outside looking in, another team, another a year where they were out in the first round. They've only made the playoffs twice in what the last, I think, 6-7 years, it looks like here. Where do you think they are right now? A lot of talent on that team. It just seems like they can't advance, really.
Yeah, well, if you have a healthy Hughes, maybe things are a little bit different. I still think that, you know, Jacob Markstrom was a better goalie than Frederik Andersen. It just didn't work out in that series. But, you know, I thought the same thing watching the Islanders lose twice in five games to the Hurricanes. I was like, you know, the Hurricanes goalies can be beat. They just weren't, you know. It was weird. I think the Devils are in a good place. If Jack Hughes is, you know, you don't like throwing the word superstar around, but he's really, you know, he's approaching that level. And he's a guy that could carry a team through a playoff run if healthy. They got some nice defensemen. I like all the work that Tommy Fitzgerald has done there. I think this will be a really good experience for the group, and, you know, I expect them to come back stronger next season.
Who do you like to come out of the East? Toronto with a big win last night, obviously, over Florida to start that series. We got Caps and Hurricanes, you know, obviously starting tonight.
Yeah. I do think the winner of the East will be the team that wins between the Maple Leafs and the Panthers. And we got to see, you know, how injured is Anthony Stolarz. You know, that was right. Sort of scary. He comes over to the bench and, you know, gets sick and, you know, pulled from a game. And you got to wonder about that hit to the head from Bennett and, you know, why it was
no
allowed.
No discipline, by the way. Yeah, no discipline, yeah. The league said today.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know, I was thinking about it today. It's like, you know, in some ways we haven't seen this kind of, you know, playoff run with a team that is just out and out, like, you know, almost, you know, just it's very Philadelphia Flyers Broad Street Bully like,
right.
You know.
Yes, I get it. Yeah,
and if you like that kind of hockey, well, the Florida Panthers are the team for you, right? So,
yeah,
it's just, you know, not to use a slap shot reference, but it's old school hockey, right, Coach? You know.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, if you go to Andrew's Twitter feed, he's got a picture of him with the Hanson brothers right there in your profile and your banner. So I know you like it. You like the old school hockey.
Well, I mean, yeah, who doesn't like the Hanson brothers?
Yeah.
That was the day the three of them came when I was covering the Devils. They were in the Devils room. And you're just as a sports writer, you're not trying to be a fanboy, but I just went over to him. I was like, guys, I must watch this movie like every 2 weeks, and you know.
Yeah, for sure. And by the way, speaking of Twitter, when I typed in Andrew Gross to tell everybody, another one came. There's a kid who's a 6'4 offensive lineman, class of 2025. It says he's a commit to Morehead State, and his Twitter is, I am Andrew Gross. Are you related? Is that your son? Is that your nephew?
No relation. No, there's, you know what? I'm finding out, you know, because when you have the last name Gross, you're like, okay, you know, if nothing else, at least I'm a little unique, right? But I'm finding out there are a lot of Andrew Grosses out there. I know there's a one guy was watching a movie, and my wife, it drives her nuts, but I always, like, I read all the credits. I like reading the credits to movies to see who's involved. And there was, like, one movie, the composer was an Andrew Gross. I was like, oh, that's neat. And then there's an author who lived across the river from me in Westchester, and Andrew Gross. He did, you know, a very successful novelist. You know, New York Times bestseller, would co-write with James Patterson. This is the one, and you know, unfortunately, that Andrew Gross just passed away last week. He was 72, wow. But he was a very successful writer. And when my two daughters were little, they would just ride me incessantly. They said, you know, Dad, there is a guy with your name who's not only a more successful writer than you, but he's much better looking than you.
Oh my gosh! See, yeah, that's what kids are for. There's no doubt about that for sure. Hey, this is great. You are a hockey historian. I love it. Lots of history between the Sabres and the Islanders. You brought up Mike Bossy earlier. Brings back painful memory of the fact I don't remember the draft, but the Sabres chose Rick Seeling, the pick before Mike Bossy in the '77 draft. Right? I mean, they could have literally taken Mike Bossy. You have the LaFontaine deal. You have the Pekka deal. We can talk about that some other time. I'd love to have you back on again, buddy. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Hey, the playoffs go through June. I'm here all the time. Just it's great talking to you as well.
All right, thank you very much. That is Andrew Gross of Newsday. You can find him on Twitter at @AGrossNewsday. Check him out right there. Really good stuff, man. I love talking with people like that. Drummer, too. Fellow drummer. Didn't ask him who his favorite drummer is. We'll get to that next time. Neil Peart for me from Rush. Neil Peart. Well, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll just do a quick segment and then get to another break because Evan Lazar joins me at the top of the hour here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. All right, we have
a question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Your ticket to eight amazing golf experiences with the WGR VIP golf card. For just one low price of $129, unlock a season of golfing adventures, including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th hole and golf course, Bobolink, and Golf Dojo. Your WGR VIP golf card also hooks you up with a free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls from Encore Golf, and score deals at Rick Zurek Golf Warehouse on Transit in Bowmansville. A portion of the proceeds will benefit PGA Hope. Get all the details and purchase your WGR VIP golf card today at GetMyPerks.com. We went long with Andrew Gross. Great stuff, though. Hockey. Love that. Love the hockey conversation with him. And we're going to go back to a timeout here, and then when we come back, we're going to have Evan Lazar on the Patriots, the Bruins, and the Celtics. A little check-in on the temperature of Boston sports right now on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.